And hopefully we are getting deep in our meditation and coming more to that internal stillness and quietness. You know, I've been really looking forward to ISO Tusaka's guided meditations every day. I come out feeling really kind of calm and not wanting to talk to anybody ever again. So I was thinking about the question yesterday before we started about having PT arise, or at least trying to put in some conditions to help it arise. And I know when I can't find that sort of sweet spot for the PT, I try to see where there might be any clinging there. So, like, I have my favorite game, Where's the Clinging? I kind of ask myself questions when I'm sitting there. Sometimes when I'm just doing things during the day and feeling this kind of resistance, so I'll ask myself if there's something I'm holding on to, or like a sense of holding back, being held back by something. And so, like, what's keeping me from fully letting go into the meditation or into whatever situation I'm in? It's like, where's the sticky part? Where's the clinging? Is it some kind of mood or a thought that I really want to follow that's somehow more appealing to me right now than moving towards that peaceful, sublime, still meditation? Is there something more interesting? What's the gratification? What's the danger in it? In indulging in that kind of mood or line of thinking? And sometimes maybe when the PT is not coming, I can ask myself, like, is there an uncomfortable feeling somewhere in my body that might indicate either just physical discomfort, something in my chest or my back or my face or anywhere that I'm holding some kind of tension, or may or may not be physical? Is there like an underlying belief or thought that's causing the tension? And can we become aware of it and take the time to really examine it and sort of soften around it and watch the feeling as it changes and not buy into the story around it, just what is it really about? And reflecting on the three characteristics, maybe like dukkha, anicca, anatta. Just while we're meditating, even if it's like a bigger problem you know you have going on, and just now for this time, for this meditation, reflecting on this is all just dukkha, anicca, anatta, and it's going to pass, and I can watch it pass and not kind of buy into it. And then this kind of is in line with the sutta from yesterday. We got to the Nodding Off Sutta, and there's like the second to the last paragraph there. The first time I read it, I was kind of like, whoa! It says, it's kind of, maybe I'll read you the paragraph. It says, Venerable Mother Lona is asking the Buddha, basically, like, how do you define an arahant? And the Buddha says, as when a mendicant has heard, nothing is worth insisting on. When a mendicant has heard that nothing is worth insisting on, they directly know all things. Directly knowing all things, they completely understand all things. Having completely understood all things, when they experience any kind of feeling, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, they meditate, observing impermanence, dispassion, cessation, and letting go in those feelings. Meditating in this way, they don't grasp at anything in the world. Not grasping, they're not anxious. Not being anxious, they personally become extinguished. So, just the line of, like, nothing is worth insisting on. And when a mendicant has heard that nothing is worth insisting on, they directly know all things. And I'm kind of like, okay, how does that work exactly? And I had to look up the devotee's version of the first line. Nothing is worth holding to. So to me, that resonates with the sense of clinging. So that it's not worth, nothing is worth clinging to because of those three characteristics. It's all impermanent, it's all not self, and it's all dukkha. And seeing that, you directly know the nature of everything. Everything is characterized by these three things. So it's not worth clinging to. And an arahant, whatever kind of experience their feelings they're experiencing, it's the line of thought in that paragraph is like they see the impermanence, so they don't get attached to the feeling. They're not like grasping after it. They can just watch it pass away, and there's only letting go. There's no lasting impact on them. There's no longing or worry, and it's just peaceful. So how can we do that today? How can we learn not to cling to the things that are holding us back? Even just for today, just say, okay, not now. Right now, I'm just going to watch it and let it go. And just doing that over and over as things come up. See if that does anything for encouraging the PT. Watching the feeling of letting it go, even temporarily.